Hello, and thank you for calling the State of Illinois Healthcare and Family Services Department of Provider Enrollment and Billing Services.
To continue in English, press 1.
Our menu options may have changed. Please listen closely to ensure you are selecting the correct prompt. If you are a recipient of Medicaid, press 1. If you are a medical provider calling to check.
For the IMPACT program, press 1. To check medical eligibility for a Medicaid recipient, press 2. For prior approvals, press 3. For billing issues, press 4. This menu, press.
Welcome to the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services Automated Voice Response System. This system can be used to check medical eligibility. Please enter your 10-digit National Provider Identification Number on file at HFS or your 9, 10, or 12-digit HFS Provider Identification Number as it appears on your provider information sheet, followed by the pound key.
Sorry, you have not provided any input. Please try again.
Please enter your 10-digit national provider identification.
You have entered provider number 15287222089.
If this is correct, please press. To access recipient eligibility information, please press 1. To obtain billing information, please press 2. The following options are always available. You can press 7. The following information is required to perform a recipient eligibility inquiry.
The 9-digit HFS recipient identification number and the effective date of service. Please enter the 9-digit medical card number of the person for whom you are checking now. If you do not know the member's 9-digit Healthcare and Family Services medical card number and want to speak to a hotline operator,
please press 0. The recipient identification number entered was 9838555586. If this is correct, please press 1.
To find out a member's current eligibility,
please press 2.
If you want to find out whether a member was eligible on a date on which they already received services,
please enter
the date of service.
To enter a date of service, enter the You have entered an invalid date.
To find out a member's current.
You have entered an invalid date.
To find out a member's current eligibility,
please press 2.
If you want to find out whether a member was eligible on a date on which they already received services,
please enter
the date of service.
To enter a date of service, first enter the 2-digit month, followed by the 2-digit day, followed by the 2-digit century, and then 2.
You have exceeded the maximum number of entry attempts without making a valid selection.
If you know your Illinois Medicaid provider number, press 1. If you know your 10-digit NPI number, press 2. If you do not have this information, press 0. To hear these options, please hold while we transfer you to the next available representative. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance.
We value your opinion. If you would like to take a short 2-question survey, please remain on the line at the end of the call. We value your opinion. If you would like to take a short 2-question survey, please remain on the line at the end of the call.
Provider eligibility, Mike speaking. May I have a provider ID or NPI, please?
Yeah, sure. The Mike, good morning. I am here to check the eligibility for this patient. NPI of a provider is just one moment. It's a 1528722089.
Provider name?
Provider's name is Brittany Ziller.
And your first name?
Yes, my first name is Kim. K is a kilo, I is a India, M is a Mike, and last initiative P for a Papa.
And then how can I help you?
Yes, I want to check the patient's it's eligible for a 2 days date of service or not.
Sure, what's the member ID number?
Just one moment. Patient ID number is 98385586.
What is the name and date of birth?
The name of patient is Taylor Tweet and the date of birth is January 10, 2006.
All right, so this right here, this client is under DCFS. They would have to confirm eligibility with you. I have a phone number I can give and I can transfer you over to DCFS to confirm eligibility for today's date.
Just one moment. What you say, it's a CFS?
DCFS.
DCFS.
Yeah, that's who it is under, DCFS. It's another department. I can get you over to them with
okay.
The phone number, and they can go over the benefits with you on this, but it's an easy transfer over to them.
Okay, just one moment. Is plan is active or not, Mike?
I do not confirm benefits for this type of benefits
okay.
Here. That goes through that. That department.
Okay.
I have a number and I'll send you over to confirm that.
Okay, Mike, then can you please give me a number?
Yeah, it's 800-228-6533.
Okay, Mike, I have one more patient. If you don't mind, yes. The provider's name is Sarah Somaker. And here is the NPI, just one moment.
Are we just confirming another client?
Yeah, it's another patient.
Okay.
Yeah, I am calling from provider's office.
Yeah.
So it's a group, yeah, Mike.
Okay.
It's an NPI, provider's NPI is 10236-86128. And the member ID.
What is the provider's name again?
It's Sarah Somerkar.
Okay. And what's the client's ID number?
Yeah, it's 1788-04308.
Name and date of birth?
It's a Grace Tandy and date of birth is March 12, 2004.
Okay. And are you wanting to do today's date for eligibility purposes?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. This client has Meridian Healthcare through Medicaid and is eligible through Meridian Healthcare with that recipient ID number you gave me as of today's date.
It's a Meridian Healthcare, right?
That's correct.
It's a MCO active and the Meridian Healthcare. What is the effective date, Mike?
Eligibility through Meridian. I'm sorry?
What is the effective date for this plan?
We don't give effective dates out for Medicaid.
Okay, it's fine. I have one more patient of Medicaid, just to check for it. Same provider, it's Sarah Somaker.
Just give me the client's ID number.
Yeah, sure. The client ID number is 15862-7745.
Name and date of birth?
It's Larissa Jones. It's and the date of birth is April
17, 2002. Okay, and for today's date eligibility, it would be straight traditional Medicaid as of today's date of August 20th of 2025, and the client is eligible with that.
Any MCO active?
I was just letting you know they have straight traditional Medicaid, and that's what their benefits are as of today's date of August 20th of 2025.
Just one moment. I just updated. It's a straight traditional Medicaid, right?
That's correct.
Okay, for today's date of service, and patient is active, yes, right?
I was just saying they were eligible, so yeah.
Okay, okay, fine. Thank you so much, Mike. Can you please spell out your first name for me? It's M-I-K-E.
That's correct. An initial to last name is T as in Tom.
T as in Tom. And what is the Mike reference number?
You can use that and today's date of August 20th of 2025.
Your name and today's date, right?
That's correct.
Okay, Mike. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye bye.
Did you want me to transfer you over to DCFS for the first one?
Yeah. Just one moment. I just verify to my senior. Just one moment. Just hold on, Mike. Just one moment.
You have reached the DCFS Medical Card Hotline. Please listen to the following menu options and select the one that can best assist your needs. Spanish-speaking callers, please press 9 now. This hotline is only for medical cards of children in foster care, adoptive, or guardianship homes through Illinois DCFS. If you are enrolled in a managed care program and have questions about your medical coverage, please call the member services phone number located on that plan's ID card. If this is a call about an adult or public aid card, please call 1-800-843-6154.
Hello, are you there, Mike?
For a temporary written card, please press 1. For a replacement card,